having the real experience is beyond being called a Christian. He must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my Shebakabah. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an apostle. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to bear on the earth.
Amen. We have a lot to cover in this second service. You are welcome in God's presence, His glory. It's already here. Amen. We're going to get into God's word. Listen, your identity is in the word of God. Hallelujah. And I mean that in every sense of it. Your identity, your true identity is in the word of God. What Jesus has to say, what God has to say about you is your true identity. And do yourself a favor, fix your eyes on that. Amen. Very important. Listen, we're living, the world is getting more dangerous. Are you aware? Satan is getting more satanic. The pressure, okay, amen. Somebody is laughing. Satan is getting more satanic. You don't know? Just like your own glory. The Bible says the part of the joy is like a shining light. The part of Satan is like a darkness that gets darker and darker. Unto the darkest day. No, it's true. He's improving in his wickedness. Hallelujah. So Satan is getting more satanic. Hope you understand that. And the pressures in the world, they are not going to improve. Amen. Things are getting worse by the day for those in the world. We have an inside information. The Lord did not leave us without an inside information. He says, arise and shine, for your light is come. He was talking about light and rising and shining and told us that darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. Amen. So he shows us the identity of the world. He shows us the activities that will be going on in the world. He told us what the world will be going through. Gross darkness. Meaning wickedness will be in gross measures. Amen. Darkness is not enough. He said gross darkness. You know what that means? That's double negative. Gross darkness shall cover the earth. But he said, yet in the midst of this, our light is shining forth. He says, yet in the midst of this, nations shall come to our light. Yet in the midst of this, kings shall come to the brightness of our rising. We are not left without a witness. Hallelujah. And verse 1 shows us how it works. It says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Light talks about illumination. Light talks about that which describes. The Bible says that which maketh manifest is light. Hallelujah. And the Bible calls the word of God the true light. The light of every man that cometh into the world. So we have many lights, but we have the true light. Hallelujah. We have the true light, the word of God. When you get into the word, when you give attention to the word, when you pay attention to what he has to say, you will not partake of the darkness that is in the world. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Our true identity is in the word of God. Nothing else describes you best like the word of God does. Absolutely nothing else. Did you know that you have your description in the Bible? You are described by the word. Everybody sitting under the sound of my voice or following online, you are described by the word. The perfect description you have is what God has to say. Not what men have to say. Not listen, I said this many years ago and I'm still saying it. One of the greatest freedom you can have is freedom from men. Hallelujah. Are you aware that a principal reason why people commit suicide is human opinion? Go and think about it when you get home. Human opinion is not really because of their suffering. It's not really because of their frustration. Is it that there's a competition somewhere? Or there's a consciousness about what will this person say? What will this person think? What will my neighbors think? What will my friends think? That I'm a failure? What will my neighbors think that I have failed? That I can't succeed? Is somebody following me?
I'm telling you the truth. Where you trace it is connected to dependence on human opinion. Human opinion. So it's a chain reaction. It comes from lack of understanding of identity, combined with lack of skill to handle life's pressures. Let me tell you, every human being has pressure. There's nothing you are facing that is new. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if you think you did something wrong, it's between you and God. That is that. Listen, no, there's nothing you do that God cannot forgive. If God forgives you, who is a human being? If God is not counting against you, why are you conscious about human opinion? He said, but I'm a leader. And so what? You're a human because before you're a leader. Are you listening to me? Don't put unnecessary pressure on yourself. God is not putting the pressure on you. Are you listening? God is not putting the pressure on you. Glory to God. People will always talk. Let people say what they want to say. It's between you and God. And God will always send you people that love you the way you are. I'm telling you the truth. Always, always. So don't go breaking your head. What is he thinking? What is she thinking? Maybe she thinks I'm not good enough. Maybe he thinks I'm not good enough. Maybe they are thinking I can't succeed. Maybe they are saying I'm going too slowly. Maybe they are saying I don't even know how to do this thing. Maybe I'm not good after all. Stop! And get to look at what God has said about you. Get to look at, listen to us teach. Listen to us talk. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God. It's not as bad as you are thinking. It's not that bad. I'm serious. It could have been worse. Let me tell you, one of Satan's strategies is to make you feel like you are the only one going through this. This is what Apostle Paul said. There is nothing you are going through that is not common to men. Meaning it's common. It's common. It's common. It's common. But he says, in the trouble, God is faithful. And he will make a way of escape. God is faithful. If you can't remember anything good, know that God is faithful. God is faithful. God is loving. He will make a way of escape. And you'll come out better too. Nothing. You define your identity. And live independent of human opinion. They say you are too fat, that's their business. They say you are too skinny, that's their business. Are you listening? They say you are too tall, that's their business. They say you are too short, that's their business. They say you are not anointed, that's their business. They say you are anointed, that's their business. Live independent of human opinion. They say this guy is so broke, he's so poor, that's their business. You're a child of God, and there's an inheritance to your account. Are you listening? Always deal with depression at its beginning. As when it's looking like, deal with it. And I've done many teachings. I'm also working on a new one, dealing with depression and handled identity crisis. I've told you before, one of the greatest issues we're going to have in the 21st century is identity issue. I've been saying it, and it's already happening. Identity issue. People look all pushed up and puffed up, but they don't know who they are. They are confused. The slightest talk, the slightest gist about them, they are unstable. Amen. They are unstable. Glory to God. Live independent of human opinion. Live independent of human opinion. It should not affect you at all. God already has a good opinion about us. Glory to God. Glory to God. You don't imagine. You saw me first service. I preach very good. I preach very well. Second service, am I not preaching fine? Amen. Somebody sent me a text and insulted me in the night. I saw the best insult direct. Yes. Somebody, relax, relax, relax. But you see, okay. But you see, I didn't even remember to tell my wife. She's just hearing. Because I was prepared for service and praying. Just that I'm talking about human. So imagine if I'm now depressed. I say, why is he saying this about me? Why is he saying this about our church? Why is this? That'd be crazy. I just remembered that because I was talking about not depending on human opinion. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? So imagine you wasting time for how many people liked your post on Facebook. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. You do a post, and you're not waiting for how many people liked it. You refresh and see 3 likes. You refresh again, 3.5. Yeah. And I say, maybe I'm not that fine after all. Maybe I'm not that influential. So maybe people don't even like me. Keep quiet. Relax. You only need one person to like you. After he has liked you, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, every other person will follow. Are you listening? Say, God likes me. And he likes me already. So every post you post on social media, there's an invisible like button. He has been liking it. Give yourself rest. He's commenting. Give yourself rest. He has shared it. Give yourself rest. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't live your life on baseless things. The word of God is your perfect description. And maybe all your friends are not on social media at that period of time. Do you understand? Maybe when you post again. So, what's the stress about? Amen. Glory to God. Hope you know some of the people that have large likes and large views are depressed. They are depressed. Some of the people that some of you want to look like are depressed. You have what they are looking for. A songwriter said, the Holy Ghost in the spirit, in the heart of man is something more than gold. Is something more. Listen, anything you value appreciates. Oh, I say that again. When you place value on anything, it appreciates. That's the truth. You have eternal life. Pay attention to it. You have God's love. Pay attention to it. You have God's like. Pay attention to it. God has a good opinion about you. Pay attention to it. I'm not saying you are perfect. You still have many things to learn. We still have many things to learn, and we are learning. But be more conscious of what God says than of what man has to say. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Never. If you make mistakes, everyone who got more perfected made mistakes. Are you listening? Don't stay there. Don't live there. And be trying to imagine what is this person thinking. Maybe they are thinking, I'm not even spiritual after all. Look at what happened. And this, and this, and this. Amen. Glory to God. Do you know what? That's why people do abortion? Amen. They get pregnant and do abortion. Church people, are you listening? That's why people's opinion. Amen. People's opinion. Glory to God. People's opinion. Okay. They say, what would they think of me now? Now that this has happened, the person is, all kinds of things. The wedding is 2 weeks. The nun say, go and do abortion. Go and tell. So that, are you joking? That's human opinion. I'm serious, though. That is human opinion. That is human opinion. I counsel people to stay pure, to stay off things that defy them. But you are wedding, you are pregnant, I will join you. I'm serious. Listen. Amen. I'm not endorsing wrong. Amen. I didn't do that. Amen. We were virgins till we got married, till the day we got married. I say it publicly. Are you listening? So we don't endorse that. But what I'm against is all those living because of human opinion and heaping wrong upon wrong. God doesn't like it. God doesn't like it. God doesn't like it. Glory to God. Keep loving God. Keep growing. And keep giving yourself time to grow. One day, the money you are looking for will become chicken change. That's the truth. One day, that admission you are trying to get to be a thing of the past. One day, you will marry. She is married. You will be married. You will not have new challenge. Glory to God. No, it's amazing that the things we want to kill ourselves of, in the process of time, they'll become normal. They'll be behind us. Is that not true? There was a time your concern was getting admission to the university. Now you are done with school. Has it not passed?
They say you fail jam, you now kill yourself. Glory to God. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Love God. Know that He loves you. Keep loving Him. Keep growing. And live independent of human opinion. Completely independent. Whether you believe I'm anointed or not, that's your cup of tea. There are thousands of people all over the world who believe I'm very anointed. Thousands. Rolling into millions. Are you listening? Hope you know I have more impact outside this church than inside church. Live free of human opinion. They say, I'm not going anywhere. What has God said? What has God said? Glory to God. What has God said? I think this is Satan speaking to my heart that I'm going to fail. My marriage is going to fail. I'm going to be poor. What has God said? What has God said? You talk on Tuesday. I told you, when Satan shows you his own picture, show him your own. Show him yours. And the scriptures are filled with pictures. I told you, the Bible is not a storybook. It's an album of a royal family that has your face inside. An album of the kid, of the king, his firstborn and his children. His firstborn is Jesus Christ, and we are his kids. That's what the Bible is, an album. Every time you look into it, you see your face. You see the description of you. You see what you look like. You see your future. Who says you don't know tomorrow? Is religion that talks like that? How could you read the Bible and say you don't know tomorrow? Are you kidding me? He says the path of the just. Hey, he says a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. At least I know one thing. My tomorrow is brighter than today. I know one thing. Tomorrow is better than today. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. What I don't have now, I will have tomorrow. Are you listening to me? And by having, I mean physically manifested. In the realm of the spirit, we already have them. Hallelujah. We already have them. Stay with God's opinion. Stay with God's opinion. Yes, am I saying your mind is not trying to play games on you? Especially when you are faced with difficult situations. When people say the wrong things. When circumstances come at you. Your mind will try to play games on you. But spend time with the word and wash your mind. Are you listening? Until you see yourself seeing the pictures that God wants you to see. Hallelujah. Don't live in independence. Love God. Press for perfection. Be disciplined. Okay, do what is in your power. Love people. But don't kill yourself. Amen. Are you listening? You know that Nigerian slang. Don't kill yourself. Hallelujah. Say the word is my identity. The word of God is my identity. I don't care what the world says. The word is my identity. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting blessed already? All right, let's get back to spiritual growth. Where did we stop in first service? We're talking about Paul's three stages. All right, attributes of childhood. All right, childhood, we said instability. All right. Instability, unsteadiness, that's the first one. Number two, selfishness. Children are selfish. Amen. They're selfish. Hallelujah. You know what that means? All right, they think only about themselves. When you are always thinking just about yourself, you're a child. You need to grow. We're talking about spiritual growth. That's a series for me, and I encourage you, get everybody you know to listen to these messages, to come for the services. Hallelujah. So childhood, we said, instability. Number two, selfishness. All right, the principles and blessings of spiritual growth. That's what we're talking on. Selfishness. They think about themselves. Only. They don't care what. They don't really care. They may act because they are told, but they don't know better. Hallelujah. The more you grow in the things of the spirit, the less self-centered you become. Is somebody with me this morning? The more you grow in the things of the spirit,
actually, and we're going to get into that, the number one and the most authentic indicator of your spiritual growth is not the length of your prayer, but your love walk. Did you get that? Your love walk. Very important. Your love walk. How much of God's love has taken hold of your heart. That is an indicator of your spiritual growth. Love will bring you back. Then as you grow in love, it will deliver you from the first one we mentioned. Instability. Unsteadiness. Children cannot be committed to a thing for so long. Maybe next week I'll tell you about John Mark in the Bible. Marcos. You know, he's the one that Paul calls Marcos. He's the same one. Unstable. When you study Acts chapter 15, verse 37, 38. Paul talked about it. He said, for he did not go with us. He abandoned us. They were going on a mission. Mark left them. Instability. John Mark. Instability. Instability. Listen, one of the things you will fight as you grow is the ability to stick to things to the end. To stick to things for long. Let me put it that way. There are people who have been members of this church for years now, but you can't call them sons of consolation. Around for 4 years, 5 years, you can't depend on them. They disappear for 2 weeks, 2 months, appear again, disappear for another time. They always have excuses. Children, instability. John Mark, instability. Listen, life does not work like that too. You will learn to stick to a thing. You learn to stick to a church. You learn to stick to a pastor for long. Are you listening to me? Especially when you know the person is sincere, genuine, has lived before you, and you approve of him in your heart by witness of the Spirit. You can't run off because somebody talked to you anyhow. You can't run off because I don't want to be tied down. That's what they say. Especially music ministers. Let me tell you. To build anything that will last, it takes thoroughness. It takes stability. It takes sacrifice. It takes laboring. Are you listening to me? You know the danger. I told you in the first service, one of the reasons I have to teach this is instability will slow down your spiritual growth. It will. And I told you that you are fasting and praying and reading book doesn't mean you are growing properly. I told you about healthy growth. Can you remember that? I say even cancer is a growth. Don't forget that. Cancer is a growth. But it's a growth out of governance. Glory to God. Is somebody still with me?
Yes, sir.
Healthy growth. Healthy growth. Until a Christian deals with instability, they will be slow in their growth. Or inappropriate in their growth. And that's what prunes people to error. You see, listen, God is faithful. I will never forget an incident. I was in maybe 200 level, 300 level. That's 2005. That's how many years ago? 14 years ago. I was listening to a message with Walkman. I was listening to a message. I had the series of this man of God's message I was listening to. And I heard God, as I'm talking to you, I still remember where I was when God spoke to me. I heard God stop listening to this man. But I couldn't deny it. I had to walk with God at my level then to know when God is speaking. He said, stop listening to him for now. And I stopped. I didn't know why. Until many years later, when I began to know more, and I said, oh, this was God, what God was protecting me from. There were part of the ministers who were criticizing fathers of faith in this country, insulting them on TV, and doing all those things. I was too young. I didn't know all those things. I didn't know the difference. So imagine, and why did I say this? There's always a witness in the heart. One of the ways I was able to yield to that instruction was because I was planted. If I was jumping from place to place, I would think everything is the same. Are you following me? I was planted. Very, very planted. Planted. Even when I was not getting blessed in the church I was, I stayed there. I stayed. Somebody say, I stayed. Because to me, the revelation I was being moved off stage, from the stage, is not as important as God's pattern of being established in a local church. But there were times I cried after service because I just believed they were feeding people with junk. But I stayed until I found a church. And that was when I found Reverend Gunwalk years ago. Until I found it. And then with my heart, God spoke to me with many witnesses. I've been a stable person. And I've noticed people that have been stable for years. I can tell you the outcome of their life. I've noticed unstable people, and I can tell you the outcome of their lives. I can talk to you. Are you following me this morning? Children are unstable. And what was Reuben told? He said, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. He said, as unstable as water. He said, you are my firstborn, the excellency of my strength. You are supposed to take something. He said, but as unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Genesis 49. Very important. Very important. That was Jacob talking to Reuben. Are you following me? Very important. If this is not your local church and you find your local church where you connect, apply what I'm teaching you. Serve with the man of God. Serve. Hold this and be stable. Be dependable. I tell the children, you can't depend on them. The more you grow, the more dependable you become. I tell somebody, I say, what if all of us are like you? You show in church today, you don't show next. What if all of us are like you? Will you be able to do the things you are doing? Can't you think? Glory to God. So as you are hearing these things, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to grow. We're talking about children, okay, growing in the love walk and not be children being self-centered. And the mark of growth is you begin. Now, one of the things that happen is as you grow, you begin to assign what is more important. Priority. You begin to understand priority. Remember that popular scripture we quote, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Give it to me. All these things shall be added unto you. It becomes more real to you as you grow. Many Christians know it, but it's not real to them. It's not real. It's not real. They don't even know the application. It's not real to them. It becomes real to you because the kingdom of God will become the most important thing to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, I will just jump. I will balance it next week. I will jump to talk about John's three phases of growth too. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. So Paul talked about babies, children, and men. Okay? Apostle John talked about little children, young men, and fathers. Can you remember the classification? All right, the three phases. So put it up for me. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. Next verse. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Next, the first known is different from the second one. Next, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. So we see John classifying three phases of growth also. We have seen Paul classifying three phases. All right. And we have seen John the Apostle classifying three phases. So he talks about little children. He talks about spiritual adolescents. All right. And then he talks about fathers. Amen. Now, again, I told you that Paul talking about sonship or manhood is a product of conformity to the image of Christ. How conformed you are to the image of Christ in word, thoughts, and actions. Okay, in love, in power, and in sound mind. Do you remember that, right? How conformed, okay, you are. All right, so it's similar to what he's saying, but it gave some description. So we'll just explore it. I write unto you, go back to verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. Now, they are the ones struggling with sin consciousness. They are not sure they are born again yet. Have you ever been in that phase where you are not sure you are born again? You are not really sure. Am I really born again? This one that I told lies yesterday. Am I really born again? And then when they make altar call again, what happens? You re-give your life to Christ because you took it back. You belong to the category of little children. And then he's writing to encourage them. He's writing to give them a picture that, listen, your sins are forgiven you. Not for your sake, not for your work's sake, for his namesake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I told you, you know, one of the things that happens with the ministry of the word is we drop our pride. Glory to God. And receive with what? With meekness, the engrafted word. Meekness means what? Humility. The engrafted word. So as the word is choking you, just be receiving it. The word is supposed to choke you. Don't resist it. Can I get an amen? Do not resist it. In fact, that's Bible definition of pride. You know what New Testament pride is? Resisting the word. Meaning if you have an opinion, the moment the word of God comes concerning that issue, drop your opinion like hot potatoes. Drop it and accept it. Yield. He said, accept now, I pray, the law from his mouth, and good shall come to you. Are you listening? So I'm challenging us to grow. I'm challenging us to move to the next level. This is not an insult. When the word of God, see, at my level, the word still comes to me, and I feel unserious sometimes. Are you listening? And sometimes as you grow, it will be different areas of your life, God will begin to shine light. In fact, there may not be things that I even seen, but the necessity of growth will make him shine his light there for you to make adjustments. Sometimes he might tell you, you are watching movies too much. There's nothing wrong with watching movies, but you and God knows that he's talking to you that you're watching movies too much. Somebody listen to me. He can talk to you that you're watching football too much. You are gisting too much. Convert the time to pray more or to read more. He'll talk to you. What are you going to do? I'm going to say, oh God, I have seen the dead raised from the dead. I have seen healings. I have seen breakthroughs. That's pride. You say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I tell my pastors that every time God talks to you, don't argue with him. And every time I talk to you, even though it doesn't look like it, don't argue with it. You may be a nice, holy, righteous brother. And God say, Kai, you love money. Don't say, Abba, God, I have dealt with it. I have dealt with this thing 10 years ago. No, say, Lord, help me. Are you listening? Don't say, Abba, I don't even have any affinity towards money. Why is the Lord talking to me like that? No. You receive it. You may be a holy man of God, and God will say, Kai, you like women. Don't say, I'm holy. You say, Lord, plug it out of my heart. Are you listening? I'm telling you the truth, though. That's how to walk with God. So when his light begins to shine in areas, don't argue. Yield. Yield. Yield, you're a sister. He's like, brothers, let me touch sister. And you feel you are moderate, you are spirit, and God say, Kai, you are materialistic, small. And then you are saying, no, God, have a me. I've dealt with this thing. I'll lie you. Deal with it. Deal with it. Hey, I know I'm touchy. Do you still love me? Do you still love me? There are some people who are looking there. Smile now. Smile towards me. I've seen your pastor. Am I choking you? He's choking me too. It's as he choked me that I'm choking you. Hallelujah. That's King James. What am I saying? The word of God has four ministry. Maybe I should just show you this. I believe that's 2 Timothy, right? He said, oh, thou man of God. Let me just show you. He said, for all scriptures are spirit bread and profitable. Can somebody give it to me? Okay, chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is somebody there? Chapter 3 verse 16. Put it up for me. Okay, let me just read from my Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine. Is that the end? Look up at me, everyone. You know, especially for younger people, the only thing they know from scripture is doctrine. And this is why you see people attacking fathers, because they think the only thing the scripture has is doctrine. So they feel they are doctrinally sound based on the lens they are using. There are many things you don't know. So because they understand the grace of God, the love of God, the work of faith, the kingdom dimension, the power dimension, the apostolic dimension, the prophetic dimension.
And then they see Baba E. Adebo, he said, there is somebody here. Papa told me, he said, what is he saying? His doctrine is not even right. Are you joking? Are you joking? Are you joking? That's 1/4 of the curriculum. Doctrine. 1/4. Let's continue. Profitable for doctrine. For reproof. You know what reproof means? That means readjustment. That means as smart with God as you think you are, you will get into God's word and you will see areas to readjust. Is somebody following me? Once you take that away, the Bible says you are proud. Readjustment. What's the third one? For correction. This is in the New Testament. For correction. Correction is the one that comes with koboko. He comes direct. You say, Abba God, that's not fair now. I've worked with you for these years. You are just firing me like that. Is somebody with me? That one is direct. He tells you are doing this, you are foolish. I say, God, he said, this is foolishness. He may speak through your pastor. Are you listening? That's correction. It's part of the ministry of scriptures. I'm showing you. You can't just take doctrine and run off. Right? You can't take doctrine and run off. There has to be reproof. There has to be correction. What is the last one? Instructions in righteousness. Oh my goodness. Instruction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness. Do you receive instructions from the word? When you read the word, when the word of God is taught and preached, do you hear instructions? Or you just think it's something that adds to the body of knowledge? Are you following me? You know, you can listen to me teach this morning and it just adds to your body of knowledge. Or you can listen and receive instruction in righteousness. That means instruction to walk in the way of righteousness. I love the word of God. These are the four ministries of the word. Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. You can't take one and run off. You can't. He will instruct you. He will speak to you as you hear the word. He will say, Pastor is talking to you. This message is talking to you. Adjust. And you forget your spiritual pedigree and listen to what God has to say. Glory to God. And then you will not resist his word. You will yield to what he's saying. Hallelujah. So he said, little children, I write to you because your sins are forgiven. He says, I write to you, young men, that's spiritual adolescence. He said, because you are strong. That's the wonderful face to be. Amen. You are strong, and the word of God abides in you. And because you have overcome the wicked one. That means you are doing exploits, you're understanding the word, you are seeing deliverances, you are helping people come in, and you are laying hands on people, things are happening, you're a young man. That's what he's saying. That is not the end. Is somebody following me? You're a young man. There's still another stage. Fatherhood. Glory to God. When you get there, the less you talk, the less you criticize, the less you complain, the less you want to be public, the less you want to prove. You know, when you're in that phase, you want to show that there's power. Power everywhere. Power everywhere. And then you're happy. People are just dropping. Okay. Okay, you want every miracle to show on Facebook. I said, this man came for a meeting. He was blind. He's now seeing. The next day, they say he had ear. Amen. No, I'm not against testimonies. Amen. You can show you. But I'm talking about motive. I'm talking about motive. There are people who show so that people can know that they too are anointed. We just had this meeting and like 500 people came and then there were 10 deaf people and then tomorrow they said, I was passing by the road. This one just happened. Can you just see it? They are not fathers yet. Are you listening? They are not fathers yet. They are not fathers yet. When you become a father, you have died many times. And your impulses, like Paul says, I'm crucified to the world. The world is crucified to me. You just want to help people. That's what's on your mind.
You don't want to prove point to anybody. You are not aware. You are dead. You are not trying to show people that you have money. You want to show that your own faith is the one working. Now there's 10 million naira that just came. You just bought a car. Things are happening. And then the other brother who just took transport to church, you feel his faith is not working yet. You want to disciple him. And from that sense, from that, you see, so these people are not appropriating pastor's message properly. We are the ones that have used it and produced it. You're a young man. There's still more. You have results, so it's good. In fact, there's a way to encourage others, but you're a young man. That's spiritual adolescence. Glory to God. You are seeing results, yes. He said you are strong. The word abides in you. That's spiritual adolescence. I just had to touch on this thing because we are teaching. Amen. Am I teaching good? He said, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. You have known him from the beginning. Those are in the class of Enoch. He says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I told you, real faith is not just what you performed with your faith now. It's a track record. When you have consistently journeyed with, where is your that's why I have problem with everybody becoming a pastor on social media now. I warn you, don't listen to them. Who have they labored over? What have they taken for the gospel? What have they done? Where are their proofs? Where was their track record of walk with God? What have you seen them do? What have you seen them go through? They have now become social media pastor and evangelist. They have the right to address. Listen, if you are not a pastor, if you have never pastored a church, never open your mouth. Listen, data is cheap, so anybody can write anything. You know data is cheap. By the time you pay for venue to gather people, your eyes will open. And then you are interceding, you get somebody born again. He comes for fellowship today. You don't see him again. And you have to intercede for him. You'll be considerate when you talk about pastors. Until you have a track record, you are pastored. At least for 10 years. That's by my assessment. Don't talk about any pastor because you don't know anything. It's not your field. I told the young man, I said, that is not your field. You don't know anything to say. So I can't even talk to you. I can't talk to you. What have you done? Where have you been? Where have you entered to preach the gospel? Not for money, not just to preach the gospel. What have you done? Some of us in our short years have done things and we are not even talking. Preaching villages in Bauchi and Plateau, places you come down, enter river and cross. You swim across. Mio that you see like this. But some people don't know this. Sometimes we have to say it. Sleep in all completed buildings. Sleep on mats. To preach. Zarada Saleh Nabao Duse. There's this place we went to. Listen. What have people... So before you listen to someone, what have they carried for the gospel? Not because they have... Anybody can have a good point. Listen, there is information in the world I can copy and paste and feel deep. Do you understand? And feel I know what I'm saying. So don't be carried away by people speaking English. Look at people's track record. Be carried away. Are you following me? Anybody can combine English and say this is what it takes to succeed and even look successful. Let's give time and see who becomes successful. Are you listening to me? That your tie is well placed and you're wearing a trending socks with shining suits and you look successful doesn't mean you know what you are saying. Let's check your track record. Am I talking? Hallelujah. Don't be pastored by social media. And don't be pastored by charlatans. don't know their left from their right. They don't know what people have taken for the gospel. They are not aware. No aware. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I know you still love me. Because I'm saying the truth. And then he talks about the fatherhood stage. Amen. Briefly, I want us to touch on the ingredients for growth. Okay, I want us to touch very briefly. We'll get into the fullness of that next Sunday. We'll just touch. Give me Acts chapter 2 verse 42. We'll take it. We'll just list the ingredients. I'll just show you something from there. Acts chapter 2 verse 42. I'll just show you how God's principle and system for growing spiritually. I've said many things here and there already. You can tie them. Okay, we'll talk about ingredients. I think I mentioned something about the environment for growth in the first service. Amen. The environment for healthy growth. Okay, the environment for healthy growth. There's an environment for growth. Okay. You don't just grow anywhere. There's an environment for growth. And one of these is the local church. Okay, the local church. Okay, with the sound pastors or teachers, very important. It's an environment for growth. Okay, another is strong kingdom relationships. Okay, nothing should take the place of people having like-minded people, like precious faith, that you make fire with. Whose heart resonates with yours? You can't have your two best friends, they don't understand the Bible. And you're a Christian. Wala deo. How did they become your best friend? They can be your friend, but not best friend. You should be able to talk. People you call friends, you should be able to discuss the word. You should be able to talk about faith, talk about grace, talk about the church, talk about revival, talk about prayer. Are you listening? Talk about sacrificial giving. Talk about preaching the gospel. Talk about taking over. Talk about taking over the marketplace. And they understand what you're talking about. Don't say, we are taking over the marketplace. Yeah. What's happening there? I better make you watch this movie, Jared. Which one is taking over marketplace? Yeah. Is it taking over the marketplace? Is it Terminus? You are telling them, God has sent me to the fashion industry to do something different, to take it over for the kingdom. I say, hey, which one is take over? I better make money. Let's see what we understand. They cannot be your best friends. So. They can be your friends, but not your best friends. You will not go very fast. There's an environment for growth. You can't live with people that all they talk about is other people. Tell bearers. The day you come to talk to me, that the friendship ends that day. You know, I don't have many friends. And count them on these fingers. Amen. The day you try it, you lost the friendship. It's on scripture. You can't. That's a waste of time. And listen, let me deliver somebody now. Love is a command. Friendship is a choice. So if you don't like that friend, change it. You say, but that's not nice. Eh? Be more loyal to your future than to someone who's... Now, if the person is ready to change, awesome. Can we go together? Yes, let's go. If it's no, I go. Permanent interest, though. Be very wise. That's what is constant. Permanent interest. And that's your future, where you are going. Somebody is not prepared to go. You either mentor the person. Listen, let me tell you something. Relationship happens at three levels. You are either being mentored by someone. That means you are receiving wisdom from someone. Okay. Or you are sharing as contemporaries. Iron sharpening iron. Do you understand? But not iron sharpening wood. The iron will be blunt. Are you listening? Hello? No, that's the truth. If you have contemporaries, there must be something they are contributing to you. And something you are contributing to them. If they are not allowing you to contribute to them, they cannot be around you. You are useless to them. And then the third level are people that look up to you. So if you are not allowing me to transmit wisdom to you, so what are we doing? You can't mentor me. Eh? I can't mentor you. You are not blessing me as a contemporary. So what do we have in common? I love you from afar and I wish you well. That's wisdom 101. Is somebody here? I know I'm talking good this morning. Let's read this. All right, let me just wrap that up. Environment for growth. I said it's strong and effective local church, the right company, and then small groups, okay, inside the local church. That is important because
you share. Listen, fellowship is impossible without having the same body of truth. Did you hear what I said? Okay, I said number three, small groups. Okay, that's church, small group, house fellowship, connect groups and all that. Now, I said true communion and fellowship is impossible without a commonality of truth. Meaning you can love. Listen, there are people from certain ministries that you have to love because they are fellow Christians, but you can never have fellowship with them because you don't share the same body of truth. Because you are talking one thing and they are talking another thing. No, I'm serious. You are saying God has sent us to take over the spheres, okay, to take over the politics. We say, Abba, say, Kai, sister, I'm praying for you. Jesus is not interested in all these things. It's coming very soon. You are saying politics? Don't you know they will corrupt you? Don't you know the Bible says don't love the world? Can you have fellowship with that kind of person? That's what I'm saying. You can't have fellowship. It's not possible. You are wasting your time. You can't have fellowship. Amen. So true fellowship actually happens when we have the same body of truth that we share. Did you get that? We are talking faith that moves mountains. Okay, it's a release your faith for this. Somebody else sees demons in everything. Demons, say go for deliverance. Say demons in your father's house. Demons in your mother's house. That's a demon. It's on the leg. Can't you see it? It's a demon. And I said, no, it's not demon. You need to renew your mind. Say, what are you talking about? Can you have fellowship with that kind of person? No. Are you following me? All right, so let's just read Acts. We'll close service. We'll do thanksgiving for this young man and this young lady. And then we'll close service. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Number one, the apostles' doctrine. Ingredients for growth. That is teachings. That is the ministry of the word. You can put in bracket the ministry of the word. They continue steadfastly. Now, let's use that adjective. You can underline in your Bible steadfastly. Continued steadfastly. So it was not, you pay attention today, you don't pay attention tomorrow. Or like I said on Tuesday, you're a spectator, not a participant. You know, there are people that come to church, they are spectators. They are not participants. How did I know? Let's lift our hands to worship God. They're standing like this. I said, yeah, you're a spectator. You are not participating. And growth is impossible if you don't participate. Are you following me? He said, they continue steadfastly. There's a consistency and a participation. A participation. That you went to a restaurant doesn't mean you ate food. Kai. Shaba lagaba lagaba yadaba. Ah, Selah. Did you get that? There has to be, you have to participate with the food. You carry a spoon. Or if you swallow, you wash your hand. Then you take and put inside. That is participation. So that you hang around a world church, a good church, that is not guaranteed that you will grow. You have to participate. There has to be a steadiness. There has to be a constancy. There has to be a continuing steadfastly. I know somebody is getting blessed. That's number one. Number two, and fellowship. You can write it down. Fellowship. Growth is impossible in isolation. Healthy spiritual growth is impossible in isolation. Number three, and the breaking of bread. Right in bracket, love walk. Number four, and in what? Talk to me, somebody. Number four, what? And in prayers. We'll continue from here next Sunday. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet with a shout. I'm out of time. Glory to God. But I know you've been blessed in this second service. Can we rise? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.